This is KCUR 89.3. Throughout rural America, it's common to see old, weathered houses that are abandoned and sinking back into the earth. But the people of Smith Center, Kansas have made a point of saving one such home on the range. Because as KCUR's CJ Genevieve reports, it actually is the home on the range.
Smith Center's basically in the geographic center of America. It's an hour from the nearest interstate, and maybe a couple thousand people live here. Eldine Holtis knows what people might think of a place like this.
Whoa, we thought this was just a little hole in the ground. No, we're big time. We're big time here in Smith County and Smith Center.
He's got an international historic site.
A home on the range cabin.
As in?
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play.
Eldine Holtis will tell you he's 84 years old and he's lived here all his life. He wears a dark cowboy hat and a leather vest. Holtis is chief visionary, cheerleader, and tour guide for the local attraction.
Well, we've got tour buses to make it.
About 20 miles down the official Home on the Range highway are a dozen rugged acres of land that belonged to Holtis's aunt and uncle. Way back in the 1870s, a troubled doctor named Brewster Higley holed up in what was basically a shack for some peace and quiet.
I think we can all get in.
Brewster Higley wrote a poem, which a local guy named Dan Kelly set to music. By the 1930s, it was the number one song in America. After it tore up the charts, a couple in Arizona sued NBC and other entities for copyright infringement. In their defense, music publishers sent an investigator out west to trace the song's origins back through the cattle drives to Brewster Higley's homestead near Smith Center.
Then in 1947, the Kansas legislature made it the state song of Kansas. That created a new interest, and Uncle Pete and Aunt Ellen could have sold it.
Holtis says the owner of a tourist attraction outside of Kansas offered his aunt and uncle a blank check for the cabin, but they turned it down. A few years ago, folks in Smith Center restored the cabin and cleared walking paths around the property. They have more big ideas for the place because they know a home on the range was a big deal. Filmmaker Ken Spurgeon discovered that when he started interviewing musicians.
Hearing them tell me that they would play the song in Argentina and people knew it when they didn't know any other American song. Or China. I had a person from Russia come up and tell me they heard it in a Russian bar. Or a person from Scotland say, did you know they sing it across a soccer field?
And the skies are not cloudy all day. No, the skies are not cloudy all day.
Frank Sinatra, Neil Young, countless covers of the song by who knows how many artists. The folks in Smith Center know they're lucky to have a legitimate tourist attraction, but it still needs some work. They're raising money and support by hosting more events, like a spring celebration where it seemed like half the town showed up for a barbecue dinner with entertainment by the McKinney Sisters, a gospel bluegrass trio.
And this year is called Closer to Heaven.
It really takes a community to come together and say, this is something special we have. You should come see it.
Kim Coleman was born and raised in Smith Center, married her junior high sweetheart, and is raising her kids here. She's been out to the Home on the Range cabin ever since she was little, on school field trips and for other events.
Set out in a pasture under the cloudless sky and listen. You hear birds chirping, you hear the wind moving, you hear the rustle of animals. During the evening hours, when the stars are out, when there's so many stars you can't count them, it's amazement.
It's also something else.
The city's wonderful. I've been there. It's great. But this is home.
That idea is what made Brewster Higley's poem a worldwide hit, because songs about home are universal. I'm CJ Janovy, reporting in Smith Center, Kansas.